Sultan Naaman was known for being very careful about how he spent his money. But even those closest to him had no knowledge of the fortune he quietly gathered and the last act he had planned. Naaman died of cancer at age 63 last January. The man from the American state of Washington gave most of his money to groups that help the poor, sick, disabled, and abandoned children. He gave them $11 million. The large amount of his fortune shocked the groups that received his gifts, and even his best friends. That is because Naaman had been known to repair his own shoes with duct tape. He had sought deals to buy food from grocery stores at closing time, and had taken friends out to lunch at low-cost restaurants. Naaman died unmarried and childless. He loved children, but also was intensely private, his friends say. He saved, invested, and worked extra jobs to gather money. He rarely spent the money on himself, after seeing how unfair life could be for children who suffer the most. His friends believe a lifelong desire to help his older brother, who had a developmental disability, influenced Naaman. Yet he rarely spoke of it. His brother died in 2013. His close friend Susan Madsen told the Associated Press, "Growing up as a kid with an older disabled brother kind of colored the way he looked at things." A former banker, Naaman worked for the past 20 years at the State Department of Social and Health Services. He earned $67,234 a year and also took on side jobs. Sometimes he worked as many as three jobs at a time. He saved and invested enough to make several millions of dollars. He also received millions more from his parents after they died, said Shashi Karan, a friend from his banking days. Naaman was pleased when he was able to make use of the reduced prices many companies and organizations offer older people. He bought his clothes from large self-service stores. He loved cars, but for most of his life, he drove worn-out vehicles. After Naaman's death, Karan recognized how little he knew about his longtime friend. "I don't know if he was lonely. I think he was a loner," Karan said. Many of the organizations that received Naaman's gifts said they did not know him, although they had crossed paths. He left $2.5 million to the Pediatric Interim Care Center in Washington. The center is a private organization that cares for babies born to mothers who abused drugs and children with drug dependency. Naaman had called the center about a newborn baby while working for the state more than 10 years ago. Barbara Drennan, who established the center, said, "We would never dream that something like this would happen to us. I wish very much that I could have met him. I would have loved to have had him see the babies he's protecting." The center used the money to pay off its mortgage and buy a new vehicle to transport the children. Naaman gave $900,000 to the Treehouse, a foster care organization. He had brought children in his care to the group's house, where children without parents can choose toys and necessities for free. Treehouse is using Naaman's money to expand its college and career support services statewide. Jessica Ross, who works with Treehouse, commented that Naaman's savings and cost-cutting were for this purpose. She called it a pure demonstration of philanthropy and love.